with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. After celebrating Christmas and seeing the pine needles on your Christmas tree begin to fall, many people are stuck with a dying tree. What do you do with a slowly dying pine, fir, or spruce? After the holidays, many municipalities allow old Christmas trees to be placed curbside. Trees are then collected by the city and ground up for mulch or burned. If you miss the designated date or your trash collector doesn't accept trees, there are several alternative options to prolong the useful life of the tree. An old Christmas tree can be used to benefit birds, fish, and the landscape by placing it in a corner of your deck and spreading some birdseed nearby, or tying it to a deciduous tree or post near a bird feeder. The birds benefit from having escape cover nearby when hawks or cats threaten, and the dense boughs reduce the effects of wind chill on a cold night. Sinking your Christmas tree into a pond is an easy way to improve fish habitat and fishing. The tree serves as a little coral reef in that the branches provide substrate for water plants to grow and cover for minnows and other forms of small aquatic life. Larger fish are drawn by the shade and the presence of prey. How do you sink a tree? Tie the base to a cinder block with a short, stout rope and toss it in. Just be sure to get permission from the pond owner first. Using the little tree around the landscape requires clipping off all of the branches. Use the boughs to add extra insulation around semi-hardy perennials or to trees and shrubs that were recently planted. The leftover trunk may be used as a garden stake next spring, or cut and let it dry for a few weeks and you will have some easy lighting firewood. Just beware that most conifer species tend to spark and pop more than hardwoods, as resin pockets in the wood make tiny explosions when heated. This can delight the youngsters, but for safety's sake, keep an eye on the fire when burning Christmas tree logs. Also, do not transport pine firewood. The pine sawyer beetle can spread pine wilt to susceptible populations through transportation when moved from one place to a place where the pine sawyer beetle is absent. Extension of a Christmas tree's useful life depends on selection when looking for a Christmas tree. Ease of use and length of life are inversely proportional. The bigger trees that are taken early will keep longer because they hold more moisture, but are harder to use once they end up losing a lot of that moisture. If looking for good uses for Christmas trees once they've dried out a little, it might be recommended to pick a smaller tree closer to the holiday season so that less moisture can be lost. Avoiding placing small trees near heat sources like fireplaces, wood-burning stoves, or heat ducts is one way to prolong the life of smaller trees that would otherwise lose moisture very quickly. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.